everyone, I'm Sheila Beal, and welcome to Esteem Speaks. This is your radio talk show to understand whether your self-esteem is high or whether your self-esteem is low. My guests will be talking about personal experiences that helped them conquer adversities that made them who they are today. Winners. Okay, before I introduce my guest, I want to say thank you to Jane Jackson Harley, the daughter of legendary pioneer radio Hal Jackson and founder of Hal Jackson's Legacy. Now, with my niece who sings beautifully, we participated in several events that Miss Jane put on. And in 2008, we traveled with Miss Jane and her Road to Stardom organization to London, England. Yes, I am so proud of you, Jane, for continuous dedication to helping others showcase their talents. And I am grateful you have chosen me to be one of Hal Jackson's ambassadors to help carry on your father's legacy. So again, I say thank you, Jane. Now I will introduce my guest, Alethea Felton, a young lady who is passionate about helping people tackle their limiting beliefs to achieve their goals. Born and raised in the Hampton Roads Tidewater area of Southern Virginia, Alethea has lived in Washington, D.C. for 16 years. Now, although she's been a public school educator for almost 20 years, her personal medical and health journey has built her into the transformative, holistic health and wellness coach she is today. Now, whether you want to eat healthier, maintain peace and clear focus during a life challenge, or whether you want to transition from one stage to the next, or learn to incorporate more time for self-care, Alethea's integrative approach of mind, body, and soul equips you with the empowering tools needed to identify hindrances and set and maintain intentional goals. Hi, Alethea, and thank you for taking this time to talk to us.
Thank you, Miss Sheila. It's such an honor to be on this show today, and I thank you for the opportunity. And I also thank all of the listeners who are tuning in and who will hear this. It's my hope that something I say may empower you, uplift you, encourage you, or inspire you to have a bit more transformation in your life as well. I have contemplated back and forth where to begin, but where I will start is to say that having this role as a holistic health and wellness coach did not come quickly. It did not come by happenstance, but it's all a part of how the adversity in my life allowed me to transform pain into purpose. I would also have to say that it is not as if being a holistic health and wellness coach was always on my radar. But I believe in divine intervention and that sometimes things happen in ways that go outside of our plans, but they have a greater plan and intention behind them. What I will also say is this: everybody goes through something in this life. Every single person out there goes through something. We go through challenges, but the challenges we have help to shape, develop, and fortify us. One of my challenges in life happens to be a challenge of having had lifelong chronic illness. But despite these diagnoses, they were never something that I allowed to define my entire identity. Just as the challenges that you experience should not define your entire being. But we have to take that and use it to be as fuel that helps ignite and launch us to where we're supposed to be. When I was born into this earth with autoimmune illness. And for those who may be unfamiliar with what that means, autoimmune illness is simply a term to describe or define chronic conditions in which the body fights itself. For example, something that I'm diagnosed with is called Crohn's disease. And Crohn's is an autoimmune illness where the gastrointestinal system fights itself, where you could very well be what might appear to be healthy, but internally something is going on that causes parts of your body to be out of whack or haywire. Autoimmune illness also is not necessarily caused by diet. It's not necessarily caused by one specific factor, but there are a lot of factors that can cause a person to have autoimmune illness. In my case with Crohn's, there is a genetic predisposition for it on my mom's side. And what I can say is that the state that I'm in now is I'm thriving. Because when I was also born, I was born with a defective liver that is totally separate from what Crohn's is. But my liver caused me to have jaundice as a baby. And I was very sickly as a child, including having stunted growth, always having bouts of joint aches and pains, and just being very tired, and a lot of other symptoms that doctors immediately could not diagnose. I was not officially diagnosed with certain conditions until my late 20s. And I went to a series of doctors who took me through this test and that test. And now I am 40 years young, as I like to say. I am now 40. And throughout my 30s, I really had a go at chronic hospitalizations, even one or two, actually. Now that I think about it, probably at least three hospitalizations that were, quite frankly, near death experiences. Not to tell you every single portion of it because it's so layered, but some of the things I fought throughout my life have been almost being transitioned to hospice care. I have also lived through pulmonary embolism, where I had 6 clots in my lungs and 1 in my leg. I have lived through severe asthma attacks, where I had a nasal polyp that caused a very severe asthma attack. I've also survived double lung pneumonia that had me hospitalized. I've had Crohn's flares that have led to such extensive internal bleeding that doctors didn't know how it was going to stop. However, through divine intervention, or who I like to call God, by the grace of God, faith, a support system, as well as the belief that I could get through any and everything, it has led me to where I am now and led me to be more in tune to how I manage my stress, ways that I live, meaning environmental factors, health, diet, wellness, but also having me to realize and come to a point where nothing in our lives happen by chance. Nothing happens by chance. As a holistic health and wellness coach, let's take that term holistic health. What that simply means is that health is not simply exercising and the food we eat on our plate. Holistic health encompasses everything from spiritual, emotional, mental, financial, social. The list goes on and on. It is a way of examining how we can have some type of balance and order in every pocket of our life. Now, I will tell you this much too, is that no, life will never be perfect. your life will never have full, complete harmony in every single area at the same time, meaning that we're not going to be perfect beings until after we leave this realm of life and human existence. But while we are here on earth, we have to think about what can we do holistically as a whole that will help shape and fortify and mold us to be healthier people. One thing that my health coach, James tells me this all of the time, until we remove the emotional and the mental fat from our lives, the physical pounds will never move. So what holistic health looks at first is it looks to see how your mind, body, and spirit work together. So in my case, I had to start to get down to the root causes of my Crohn's flares. Now, it looks different for everybody, but in my case, stress was a huge trigger. So you might think, oh my goodness, she's gone through all of these health challenges. That had to be crippling. Yes, but keep in mind, I was still working a full-time career. I am a public school educator of nearly 20 years. I'm no longer in the classroom, but at the time in the peak of all of these hospitalizations, I was still a classroom teacher and a school leader. I had leadership roles, so I still had to learn how to manage all of that. Plus, I was very active in my church, very active in my sorority, holding office in that. Very active with just family affairs. I worked toward national board certification. I had so much going on at different moments in my life. And not to mention, on top of that, I'm very much into exercise. So at one point, I was a heavy gym rat, which means I practically lived and stayed in the gym. I lifted heavy. I was at one point prepping to train for a competition. So all of this is going on where, although I'm doing what seems to be healthy living, there was still something internally causing my body to just be out of whack. And it was stress. During those years also, I had some very close loved ones to pass away, including two of my very best friends who died suddenly. Both had cancer. So I say suddenly, meaning that their diagnoses were rather sudden because it was out of the blue, unexpected. So I was dealing with deaths of some very close friends who were young women when they passed away, and managing different roles in my life. So stress started to be a huge factor for how my body began to just turn on me. So through that, I went through a journey of self-discovery where I had some years of therapy, not just grief therapy, but also personal therapy to get down to some unhealed traumas of my life. And I had a very good childhood and wonderful upbringing, but it doesn't matter how good or bad of a childhood or life we've had. We all have something in us that needs to be addressed and healed before we can even begin shifting to a new place and a new space and a new realm in our life. So I had to get down to the heart of the matter as to what was causing my internal stressors to manifest into physical illness. So once I went through that journey, which took some years, again, none of this happened overnight, took some years, I said, you know what? While I have some of the answers, I don't have all of them, but at least with what I do have, I could at least start the journey of becoming a coach and giving other people the tools that they needed to knock down certain blocks and certain factors in their lives that could be holding them back from being and reaching their best potential. And so therefore, that leads me to now where I have not been hospitalized in approximately 3 years. And even in this time of a pandemic, I'm very thankful so far, knock on wood and trusting God, that I've not been diagnosed with the virus or anything like that. But rather, what I have done in these years since the pandemic started is that I've been more still. I've been more present. I have been more aware of who I am created to be and the core of who I am. And that is where it shifts to you. Is that as we go throughout our lives, day by day, sometimes we think that our lives may not have meaning, that our lives may not have purpose, that the things we do can sometimes become so mundane and routine that we lose sight that we are not here by accident. But I'm here to tell you that you do matter. And I want you to think about everything that you've experienced in your life all the way until this moment when you are listening to my voice. Think about the times when you thought that you wouldn't be able to see your way out of it. Think about the times when there were people that gave up on you. Maybe you learned ways to overcome that, but maybe you're still stuck. Maybe you think, oh, I'm too old. I can't possibly accomplish certain dreams. I can't possibly find some type of balance in my life. Or maybe you say, I'm too young. Who really wants to hear me? Who really wants to listen to what I say? But I'm here to tell you that you can overcome anything out there. You can transform anything that you go to negatively, or what people might deem as negative. You can transform that into something beautiful. First of all, recognize that you are not here by accident. Recognize that, you know what? As long as I have breath in my body, I still have a purpose. Now, that purpose may look different for everybody. And I don't want you to think of purpose as something where it has to be this huge, lofty, grand scale thing. No, that's not what it means. It could be something as simple as I'm going to be I will be purposeful in contacting loved ones. I will be purposeful in writing letters. I will be purposeful in showing someone how I make this recipe, because sometimes we'll hoard things and not share. So your purpose could be that. That's step one, recognizing your purpose. Step two would then be thinking about what are some of those triggers that keep you blocked from really living out everything you're supposed to do. Now, again, even if you're bedridden, you can still do something. Even if you're active, you can still do something. What I had to learn is, even those times that I was on bed rest, and I remember one time I was so sick, I literally was in the house for at least 3 to 4 months where I couldn't leave my home. And I fell into such depression, but I learned from my bed that if people visited me, I could give them some type of encouraging word. I could journal. I could even listen to music that could inspire me. Always try to still think about the fact that you can still do something inspiring in the condition you're in. I would also tell you, as a third step, take every day to focus on your wellness. Even if that's something as simple as taking breathing breaks, life can get overwhelming. And sometimes you just need those times where you breathe, where you take a deep breath in, hold it for 3 or 4 seconds, and then you exhale and you let it out. And do that consecutively for 3 to 5 times, where you're breathing in all of the stress, the anxieties, the challenges, the worries, the doubts, and you're exhaling them and you're releasing them, believing that things will turn around. A fourth step is to try to make at least one healthful meal a day if you don't do so already. Healthful can mean something like just having a nice hearty bowl of oatmeal for breakfast, or fruit salad, or having something that's not your standard Western breakfast diet of bacon and eggs. Something that's going to nourish your body. Something that's going to give you living foods and energy. That's something that you can do daily toward your wellness. It doesn't mean you have to switch up every aspect of your life. Even if you are currently vegan or vegetarian, think about, are you a clean eating vegan, or are you a junk food eating type of one? Just every day, think about a way you can eat something healthful. And lastly, I'm going to combine these as I come to a close here. I want you to think about every day how you can incorporate prayer and meditation into your routine if you don't do so already. Now, don't panic away from meditation. That's simply being still, thinking, reflecting, and seeking guidance from a higher power greater than yourself. I serve God. I am a follower of Jesus Christ and his teachings. But even if that is not your way to go, think about how you can be still and you can just talk to a being greater than you, releasing every care, every fear, every doubt, and giving praise for how far you've made it up to this point in your life. Think about doing that. I think about the ways that meditation and prayer have helped me overcome the adversity and the challenges in my life. And always keep in mind that your life does, in fact, have meaning. You are so wonderfully made. You are not here by accident. And I do thank you for your time today. And I do hope that something I shared can help inspire you to live your best life, no matter your age, socioeconomic status, physical or emotional condition right now, that you can do something to make not only the world as a whole better, but you can do something to remind yourself of how amazing you are. Thank you again for this opportunity to share a little something with you today.
Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you're leaving with some great things that can help you live your best life starting now.